On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Amante Falkenstein.
A man arrested over terror offences outside Parliament is now also being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. He's understood to be 29-year-old Salih Khatir, who lives in Birmingham but is originally from Sudan. Three people were injured when his car hit a police checkpoint barrier yesterday morning. At least 39 people are now known to have died in Italy after a motorway bridge collapsed over an industrial area in the town of Genoa yesterday. Searches are ongoing for anyone else trapped in the rubble. Here's Sky's Michelle Clifford.
There was some extraordinary footage of firefighters on harnesses releasing somebody from a vehicle that was still dangling from that bridge yesterday, and that person was brought down via cable. So it has been a very complicated and dangerous operation.
Several hundred people who live by the bridge have been forced to leave their homes as a precaution. Almost half of rail fares will go up by 3.2% in January. It means if you commute long distance in or out of Kent, you could be paying more than £100 extra a year to get to work. Rail campaigner Nikki Roy is against the price rise, saying the rails are already unreliable.
People are losing their jobs now. People are not being able to make it to work on time. People are compromising very successful careers because the railway system in this country, one of the most developed countries in the world, is not fit for purpose.
The RMT union says rail fares have gone up by around 32% in the past 9 years. These passengers in Gillingham have told us they're already paying too much.
Compared to other places, you know, other European countries even, it is a lot higher, and the service is not as good as, for example, I'd say France.
If they're going to start putting out free option, services need to be improved, you know, drastically.
Police are investigating as it's come out roof tiles have been stolen from building sites in Kent. 200 of them were taken from a crate at Canterbury Christchurch University earlier this month, while 100 went missing from a building being renovated in Chatham. Officers are keen to speak to any witnesses. Council bosses in Ashford are the first in Kent to back a national campaign calling for the government to do more to tackle fly tipping in the countryside. The Country Land and Business Association wants to set up a fund to help pay for getting rid of illegally dumped rubbish. The family of a woman who died in a crash near Farningham have paid tribute to one of life's characters. 78-year-old Brenda Bain died in hospital after her blue Toyota Yaris went off the A20 at Gorse Hill. Police are still looking for any witnesses to the collision, which happened around 11:30 in the morning last Wednesday. The owner of a micropub in Deal has told KMFM his policy of no phones gives people a break from the outside world, as well as raising money for charity. Anyone who uses electronic devices at the Just Reproach is asked to give a pound to the Pilgrims Hospice in Canterbury. Mark Robinson says people don't seem to mind.
People, once they got over the initial shock or they accept it and use it as a digital detox period when they can come away from whatever's bugging them or chasing them out in the world.
Through the ban and other fundraising, they've raised £11,000 for the charity over the past 6 years. Marks and Spencer say they've fixed the problem that meant more than a quarter of their stores couldn't take payments by card yesterday. They've blamed technical difficulties with the tills. And a much higher than usual number of us are heading to Turkey on holiday this August. It's so unexpected that currency outlets across the UK have apparently been running out of Turkish lira.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham have been knocked out of the Carabao Cup by Millwall. Ishmael's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the game went to spot kicks last night after neither side managed a goal in 90 minutes. The Gills lost on penalties 3-1. Luke O'Neill was the only one to convert, but manager Steve Lovell says he's not disappointed in the players who didn't score.
It's part of the game that, you know, they don't go up and mean to miss penalties, so it's not a very nice position to be into, and you know, as I say, on another day, they most probably would score them.
Tennis and 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams has lost in the second round of the Cincinnati Masters. She'd just suffered the heaviest defeat of her professional career at the hands of Johanna Konta, but her latest loss was a narrow one, beaten in three sets by former Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. Meanwhile, in the men's, Nick Kyrgios's match was delayed because he forgot his tennis shoes. The former Wimbledon quarter-finalist apologised to his opponent, Dennis Kudla, saying he thought they were in his bag. He won, however, after changing out of his basketball-style casual trainers, a sport he's openly said he prefers.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.